the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
You're pointing at the doggy.
Gummy ball.
Trivios.
No worries, I have good.
Which part of that was
the problem? I've got a real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. You got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show about things and stuff, about the week and that. And what a week it's been. The Prime Minister met with Her Majesty the Queen.
Oh, good morning.
The Prime Minister of Australia, Your Majesty. It's wonderful to see you.
Peter Credlin received an Order of Australia less than a month after her life story Cruella came out of the cinema. And American track and field star Shelby Houlihan received a 4-year ban after testing positive for steroids, which she blamed on a pork burrito. Kids, say no to pork. Joel Kasem is the name I use when writing my pen pals. And speaking of pals, here are a few of my own. First up is a woman who was Across the Park's G7 representative. It's Gabby Morris.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Oh,
that was a new one for me.
What, just saying hello?
Just like, yeah, it was weird.
Okay. Do you feel comfortable? Are you okay with that?
No, I'll do it again.
Okay. It's Gabby Morris.
Hey there.
That's better.
Yeah.
Much well, more cheery.
I think I sound a bit kind of croaky and the microphone's trying to run away from me.
Don't blame it.
Hello.
Hello. Also joining us is a man whose search history caused a global outage. It's Mick Rad.
Sometimes you forget incognito mode and you need to go look up things which you shouldn't without it. And then
not
you get
shouldn't.
Caught.
You just don't want anyone to see.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You don't want to shame anyone.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like being shamed. But I'm quite open with my my search history. It's just online for everyone to see.
Okay.
Not like that woman that murdered her husband.
What?
Why is that funny?
She literally Googled how to murder your husband.
Oh. Did that really happen?
Yes. She just got convicted of murder.
And, okay. And then she murdered
him. She
literally
had this Google history of, like, can the police track your search history? How do you murder your husband?
Look. Like, how... It's a lesson to everyone. Every search record you do could be discovered if they wanted to.
Yes.
Well, they're not just going to look at it unless they want to. Unless you do anything wrong.
Unless you murder your husband, exactly.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then I love the idea that the detectives were like, should we go through a computer records and stuff? And one of them's like, no, probably not. Oh, you know what? Just we'll tick the boxes. We'll look at it. We'll look at it. How did I murder your husband and get away with it?
But surely that's just circumstantial evidence.
Well, I think they obviously dug a little deeper and realised that her fingerprints were all over the weapon.
Oh, that'll do it. How to get your fingerprints off a weapon.
But just imagine if, like, you were just, you know, like, hi, honey, how's your day? Yeah, good. And you're, like, on your phone, literally Googling how to murder them. Like,
because, like, just because you search for the weirdest thing to pee in people's bums doesn't mean you're going to stick something up your bum.
Excuse me, sorry, what? What did you just say? Pee in people's bums.
No.
That's what it sounded like.
The weirdest things that people put up their bums. Like, if you search for that.
Like, I can't take you seriously right now. The little smirk on your face, because I know for a fact you've Googled that. What is safe to put up my bum?
I'm not. All I'm saying is that you can search
no
for
shame.
Something.
There's no shame.
You can search for something and nobody, it doesn't mean you're going to do it.
Sure. Totally. Yeah. But also, like, no shame. You can put things up your bum. It's fine. Just make sure it's safe and there's lubricant and you've got a, you know.
Yep.
Great.
Thanks. Thanks for the permission.
Do you need help? Like, I can show you some.
Boy.
Wow.
Boy.
We managed to go there really quickly.
We dragged the show down so fast.
But, like, it's within, weird. Like, 2 minutes it's gone.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. We're 4.5 minutes
and
into the
show.
The
station manager's calling us. Oh, dear. Yeah. Sorry, Martin.
All right. Hello.
Joel. Hello. You. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
No, I asked you. You've already asked me.
Okay, sure.
You get cranky because no one says hello to you, and then you say ask it back. I mean, that's not how it works.
Okay.
I went surfing.
Okay. How was surfing?
It was freezing.
Yeah.
I nearly lost a nipple.
Just gone. Snapped right off.
What to do when you lose a nipple?
Yeah, what would you do? I got three, so it doesn't matter.
Imagine. I wish someone I knew had a superfluous nipple.
I do. I'm telling you a fact.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, not even playing around. But I didn't lose any. They're all there.
Okay.
But it was freezing.
I know someone with three nipples. I mean,
you need to add that on your LinkedIn bio.
No, but I know you could be lying because you always pull the piss.
No, not a lie.
Pull the piss.
If you would like, I can get my mum to call into the show and confirm.
Okay.
I was born that way.
Great.
No shame.
Awesome. I know someone with three nipples. This is awesome. this is the best day of my life.
Anyone got four? Anyone? Rowan? Four nipples?
Unfortunately, no. Just the two.
Just the one for me. okay, so how was surfing?
Surfing was good, but I don't have a proper wetsuit, and oh my goodness, it was so chilly. Like, the water was quite nice, but the wind, oh, like icicles. Mm-hmm. But it was beautiful. Really gets you going, puts you in a great mood. Had a hot cup of tea afterwards. Got some shackers, got some barrels in the green room, deep. Mm-hmm.
The best part about going in really cold water is warming up afterwards, I think.
Fantastic.
But I've been in really cold water in Ireland. Like, it was summer, and it was the west coast of Ireland, and it was apparently beautiful in there. And seriously, I couldn't last, like, 90 seconds. It was so freaking cold. And they're all just, like, lounging around in the water. And I was cold for, like, 12 hours.
Yeah, I felt really cold after the surf on the week. I couldn't get warm for ages.
It's like in your bones, man.
Yeah, deep.
Well, I went to the mountains last week. We didn't get to talk about this
because
we had a guest on, and I was there for the snow. So I was part of the snow that happened. I was part of it.
You were part of the snow.
I helped it happen.
That's part of
the
production.
We're going to call you Frosty.
And bring it down to -2 and go.
And so, yes, I can vouch that things do get cold.
I hope you said, "Ice to meet you."
No. But that's from... Which Batman is that? That's
Batman and Robin, I believe.
It is Batman and Robin,
George Clooney. And
one of the worst films
I used to meet you
ever made. If you haven't seen it, please watch it. My girlfriend and I actually watched it a few, not long before we went away.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there are some unbelievably corny lines in that. But yes, I saw snow.
Could you make a snowball?
No.
Could you make a snowman?
No. And so I didn't know how snowmen were made. I never, it's not a thing like...
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I didn't know how they were rolled into balls and then...
What are you talking about? Have you not been to the snowman factory?
No.
What?
I've been
Did you bring the snowman connectors with you?
What?
What do you mean, Joel, you don't know how a snowman is made? Like, seriously, just break it down. How did you think that there was, like, professional snowman makers that would come and...
Yes. No. I honestly had never thought about it.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's not like something I think about too often, but no, I saw someone like with a little ball and then they'll just make rolling in the snow and making it bigger. So this is for people who don't know, this is how it happens.
That's actually not 100% accurate.
That's not right?
No, you don't roll around.
You don't need to roll it around. Just pack it.
Well, that's what I mean. Okay, if I was to guess, I just assumed people would just grabbed as much snow as they could and just made a ball, but... This guy had like a ball in the snow and he was just pushing it. And as he pushed it, more snow got onto it and it got bigger and bigger.
And then
he
got away from him and went down a hill and then
was in the mountains.
Penrith was just like covered by a huge snowball.
I'm not sure where this is going, but I just wanted to say that I saw snow.
Good for you. You played in the snow, Joel.
And it was cold.
That's so nice.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Okay. What about you, Rowan?
I've been puppy training recently.
Okay.
So I've got a little cavoodle who likes to bite everything and anything. So,
I hear you, buddy.
Just learning how to puppy train and not being in the snow.
But it's way too early to start walking, right? So,
it's had its vaccination, so we're able to do, I think it's about 15 minutes of pop at walking because he's supposed to. I want to tire him out because he's so energetic. It's just like stop biting and chill, but. The guideline is you're not supposed to like walk the dogs too much as their puppies because they'll get like muscle damage if they over exercise. So it's kind of a battle of like stop biting and sleep, but then also we don't want to ruin our dog.
Oh,
wow!
This is interesting.
Having dogs and kids is just like having dogs and kids is just a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like why would you? Like why?
Why?
I have a dog. I love my dog actually.
Also, I do love my dog. Also, I feel like this disclaimer needs to be in there. He's adorable. Love him. Stop biting.
If you're listening right now,
if you're listening,
what's
Digby.
The dog's name? What's the dog's name, Rob?
Digby.
Digby.
Digby. Digby.
Okay. Digby. Here, Digby. Digby. Digby, come on. Sit.
You're really in trouble if Digby starts digging, because then what do you say? How do you tell Digby to stop digging?
Exactly. It's an existential crisis.
Yeah. I can't handle
that. He can't handle that. No. His brain is not capable of handling that.
Stop digging, Digby. Is that what's
Yeah,
got
but
you?
Then you'll say, stop digging. It'll be like running through. And you're like really happy because you're calling him. But in actual fact, you're being angry at Digby. But you're saying his name. It's a bad name. Change it around.
Jeez Louise.
Where is this show going?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, Instagram poll.
Okay, well, this show is technically about sports, so I suppose we should start talking.
Well, I did start talking about sport, and then Mick started talking about how much he only has 2 hours sleep.
Shut up, Gabby. I'm tired.
Yeah, you didn't finish what you were...
No, she didn't let me in, but no, it's done now. No, move on.
Okay. All right, then. We will
How funny
do...
would it be if we just had a huge fight right now, like through glass?
You're lucky we're in different rooms, Gabby.
Yeah, okay. Let's start with...
Yeah, no worries. How good's footy?
NRL. Well, it should be noted that the Cowboys haven't won away from home this year. Manly still managed a huge win without their star, Tom Trbojevic, beating...
You said it wrong. Trbojevic.
Trbojevic. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you was the one saying it wrong. Trbojevic. Now I can't say it. Trbojevic.
Yay.
Trbojevic.
I guess last week you mentioned how well I said it, remember?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. But I thought he was just being nice. they beat North Queensland 50-18. A field goal or foot goal? By the unwanted Sean Johnson for Cronulla, brought Penrith their second loss in 2 weeks. That same loss means Melbourne are now sitting on top of the ladder after their win over the Warriors. You okay, mate? Do you need a moment?
Just sick of Melbourne being on top. It's like they're just magnet. It's like a magnet. They just end up at the top every year. It's just like, stop it.
Yeah. Well, someone has to stop it.
Well, it's rigged.
No one can. And it's
rigged. We know this. Every time.
Poor Ken Mamalo has left the Warriors in a mid-season switch to go to the awful Tigers. He lined up on the wing for New Zealand last week, Ken, against Melbourne, scoring 3 tries. And now he'll line up for the Tigers this week against Melbourne again.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
That doesn't happen very often.
I would think maybe...
mid-season, like especially just like one game to the next like that. I can't remember ever.
I can remember it happening once with the team. I think it happened to the Tigers. I think the Tigers played a team and they lost, and then they lost the next week and one of the players from that team went over and beat them again.
And won both times?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, from a different team.
Playing a different... It's okay. Very confusing. I don't know it how... Is. The way I said it was very bad.
Are you going to talk about how your team lost to my team?
We can if you like, sure. we can talk about people kneeing players in the head.
Oh, come on. Did you see what happened before that?
Nothing.
Oh!
What happened before that?
Well, the Tigers player was like all over the guy's face. Yeah. Kneed him first.
There was no knee.
Oh, well, it was an elbow.
It was a hand.
I want to know which body part was it. I want facts.
It was
here.
A third nipple to the face. it was a very. There was a lot going on in that game.
Yeah, the last 15 minutes of that game just got really messy and spiteful. It was 10 minutes in the bin for both sides. And
yeah,
Parramatta were up like 20 odd points, so there was no need for it. But it's just a weird ending to the game.
Yeah, but go on, say what you got to say. I'll listen.
Jumper.
Wait, buddy, can't turn my mic off.
What's going on?
No, sorry, go.
No, nothing. I won't continue.
No, please.
But Hagwood Para, like, just loved. I mean, I don't love beating your team. I like the Tigers. But you're always saying how bad they are. They haven't won 3 games in a row for how long? Since 2018?
Not in my lifetime.
I think since 2018 they haven't won 3 games in a row.
Yeah.
And
they couldn't do it again.
Still haven't.
Yeah.
Anyway, bad luck. But the big thing, big news to me personally in football week is that I nearly got a perfect round except for Rowan's damn Bulldogs.
Yeah, the Doggies. An amazing win. Best thing that's happened in rugby league in 2021.
Jesus.
Amazing.
Can you turn his mic off or what?
I actually don't know.
I think I can.
Yeah, Gabby can.
I won't.
Bulldogs, yes, beat Saints 28-6, which is not, it's a thrashing. I could be wrong and I might need this to be checked. Cronulla, Bulldogs beat Cronulla, right? That
correct.
Was their, aside from last weekend, that was their first win. And then Cronulla beat Panthers, who, so Cronulla lost to the team coming last and beat the team coming first.
Which means that Canterbury are better than Penrith.
That's how it works. You should be on top and then the ladder.
You can equal top of the ladder.
Magic.
Anything else on NRL?
Oh, just a reminder that last week New South Wales beat Queensland 50-6. Yeah, I just
can't stop
to
talking about that.
Next game is next weekend?
Origin? Sunday week.
Nice.
I believe the teams get announced this weekend and they go back into camp and we do it all again.
Yes. Indeed. No, yeah, you're right. It is next weekend. 27th?
Yes.
On the Sunday?
Yep. So next weekend there's no NRL games. There's just going to be the standalone Origin on Sunday.
It's an interesting way of doing it. That's sort of what they did last year when they did at the end of the year
and
there was no games. They just had Origin for like 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. I like the Wednesday nights. Wednesday nights are fun. Gives you something to do on a Wednesday.
Yes. Swimming.
Oh,
the Australian swimming
trials
have been going on this week and I've bloody loved it, if I can be honest.
Yeah.
You've been enjoying
really
it?
Enjoyed
I saw some
it.
Highlights. It was pretty epic.
I really like watching the swimming. I don't know what it is. I think because growing up, my mum used to watch it all the time. So I think.
Oh, and you were like a burgeoning swimmer.
And yes, I raced in and thought, we don't have to talk about that. And I'm sick of talking about how good I was.
Okay, I'll stop.
No, Rowan, Gabby, stop talking about it, please.
Yeah.
No, but it's been really good. It's still going. I think it finishes.
Any standout like kids that are coming up or who are like going to get like medals at the Olympics that we've never heard of?
This is the thing. I didn't really take notes while I was watching it. I've just really enjoyed watching it.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm going to say there are a lot of good up and coming swimmers I've seen.
I just know one name.
Jenna Strauch?
Strauch? What?
Strauch? Strauch. Oh, sorry, Jenna. 200 meter breaststroke.
Yes.
Great time.
Oh, great.
Well done.
Okay.
That really famous singer guy, that young guy, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, the guy who went.
Who used to date Miley Cyrus.
What?
Yes, okay, yeah.
You know him?
Went from
What's
pop star
name?
To swimmer.
Yes.
Is it Cody something?
Cody Simpson.
There you go.
Don't know how he did, but he's in it.
No, I think he did well.
Yeah, he did. He's been training really hard.
In his... I loved... the three of us... Four of us, sorry, are looking at... trying to look stuff up as we talk.
So much research done in this show. I love it.
Mitch Larkin? What a classic Aussie, like, Olympic name.
Yeah.
Here he comes, Mitch Larkin, up the
it's
line.
Very Aussie, isn't it? Very Aussie.
Yeah.
But it's been, no, look, it's been really good. They do all events. They do the for the Olympics and the Paralympics at the same time. There's just the most incredible stories that come out of the Paralympians.
Mm.
And I can't, because some of them, like, I mean, not all of them have qualified, but the ones that do qualify, when you hear their stories, you're just like, wow.
Yeah.
You like, this is such an amazing effort.
Mm.
It makes us look like
piss poor
losers that we are. But it's been really good. But one thing that did stand out to me watching it was when they do the backstroke, they try and do the heats really fast. And some people can't get out of the water fast enough. So you've all seen people start backstroke. They hold on to the...
Yeah, I used to be good at backstroke. That was my stroke.
Okay.
I got to the regionals.
Regionals, that's good, mate. That's good for you. No, I'm joking. That's really good. So they hold...
Oh, God. You can keep trying, but you're just going to get slaughtered.
This episode's going to kill me.
Why?
I don't know.
To start your backstroke, you hold on to the blocks and then you go backwards. Mm. But the people who haven't got out fast enough, you just see them hanging onto the lane rope and these people just do the back dive past them and then they get out. It's really weird.
What, you're saying the next heat starts before everyone's out of the pool?
Everyone's out of the pool. Yeah.
Well, so what the hell?
The race is finished, obviously.
Wait, because they back dive.
Well, you know what? You know, backstroke, and they hold onto the block, yeah. And then they go. I don't know what you call
Are
it.
Are you talking about like a 50 meters where they're at the other end of the?
We no, they're at the same end.
No way.
The same end. I'm telling you, this
Surely
is the thing.
Surely it's not allowed.
Okay, according to Rule 2.1.8A of the Swimming Australia rules. The referee shall have the authority to commence a race prior to the swimmers in the previous race leaving the water.
Well, obviously the Olympics are coming up soon and they're just running out of time. Just got to get this done.
So.
Get
Hurry up, it's done. Like a month away. Yeah. Just get them all in. We'll do it all at once. Yeah. All events.
Every stroke all at once. You can just put like little trackers on them and we'll work it out later.
So wow. There you go.
It's like the lanes, at, you know, down at the local pool.
Yeah.
And you do on the back and two people in one lane. You're yeah. Like, and you, if you close your eyes for a second, you start running to someone. Oh, shit. Sorry, mate.
Yeah. And I mean, yes, it's exactly like that. And yeah. I remember training and you do, if you're doing butterfly and two people are doing butterfly in the same lane trying to pass each other, you're going to hook. There's going to be some hook action with the arms.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Definitely.
Oh, that'd be really awkward. Or you smack someone in the eye as you stroke. Yeah.
That's why you wear goggles. It's not so you can see underwater. So you don't get a thumb to the eye.
Excellent.
But we can talk about the swimming next week when it's all over and we can...
I'll even do some research next week.
Soccer. Okay, this was massive. I don't know if you haven't heard this news already, you're going to.
Good.
So I'm going to say it.
Say it.
In the Denmark versus Finland match, the Danish midfielder... Christian Eriksen collapsed for no apparent reason.
Ooh. Did you watch the video?
I was watching that live.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I don't sleep and watch the Euros. It's like 3 a.m. And then, granted, I was at a 30th. But anyway, that's a different story. he just collapsed. It was just truly kind of horrific. You can see the... Yeah,
it's so right, scary.
Just, yeah, he has a cardiac arrest and just...
But you see him, he's kind of like walking forward and he gently kicks the ball, but then just keeps going forward and falls face first down to the ground. Oof. But you see the camera kind of go in and you realize like the panic on the other, why the panic, the players are panicking because he's just out, gone.
Yeah.
His eyes are open, but he's like definitely, you know.
So how is he?
I think that, well, he's fine. He's, I believe, still in hospital recovering.
Yeah,
but
he
said, I'm okay, like. I'm alive. But yeah, like you said, like the Finnish players, so not even his team, like they're the ones who notice first.
They're like, stop, medics.
Yeah, straight away.
it was very traumatic for a lot of the players and they're actually all getting counselling after it because he was getting CPR on the pitch.
Ooh,
and so they created, the captain did an amazing job, by the way, got everyone to make a barrier.
Yeah.
The wife came on the pitch and was obviously very distraught.
So people couldn't see.
People couldn't see. Because it's very traumatic when you're watching someone have CPR.
And especially if that guy had died, like, seeing someone collapse and die on a field.
Yeah. It's just a random cardiac arrest. There was no pre-existing, like, health conditions. It was just like, and it's supposedly it's quite common with professional athletes because they're working their heart so much. That it's not an uncommon thing.
I know I should. It's an unpopular opinion, but this is why I don't exercise. Because your heart's only got a certain number of beats, right? This is my theory.
This is your theory. Well, you can't go down the other end, otherwise it's a surefire way to having a cardiac arrest.
What's the other end?
Not doing any exercise in your heart.
But maybe if you don't exercise too much, then your heart has a lot more beats left in it. And by the time you're old, it's like, I got shitloads of beats left in me.
You're going to live to your 120. Like, it's not how it works.
It's like a little counter. Damn, I wish it worked like that.
Oh, dear. Anyway, he's fine. He's in hospital. They played another game.
Okay.
They
finished that game.
Which is weird.
Would they have... I mean, yeah. Oh, it sucks. The Euros are good, though.
Yes.
Exciting.
It's all happening.
England got a little bit too excited. They're not... Again, everyone talks about England. It's like, they're actually not that great. You got France. You got Germany. These teams are the big teams. Portugal looking amazing. I think England are pretty much... will be lucky to make the semis. Very lucky. What do you reckon, Rowan?
Well, actually, they won their first ever Euro opener, which I didn't realize.
Oh, that's the first time, yeah.
The first time.
That's why they're so excited.
Again, we have that thought of, because there's the English Premier League that we all know, a lot of football fans subscribe to, therefore you think England would be good. And then there's all these things to think, actually, no, not that as great as we thought. But as you said, France and Germany and Italy are flying. You think, well, yeah, surely they would be the front runners for the competition. But again, own bias, especially if you're a fan of the Premier League and, you know, there's players from England who are playing from your team, you go, well, yeah, let's go England. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Oh, totally. Let's go my team. Yeah. I mean, I'm half Hungarian, so I was hoping the Hungarians would go well, but they got thrashed by Portugal. But, you know, that's okay. Now, while we're talking this, we all saw Ronaldo's press conference, right?
No.
Oh, yes.
He sits down to talk about after the game, and there's like two bottles of Coke right next to him. And he's like, picks up the Coke, just moves them all the way down the other end of the desk and just picks up a bottle of water and says, drink water. Coke's value has gone down something like $1 billion since he did this.
Hell yeah.
I mean, the irony is that water could have been made by Coke.
Probably.
But it was a really, like, everyone just said, what a kick-ass move to move away the sponsor's drink out of the way, you know?
Well, he was probably getting sponsored by the water.
Well, maybe, but he didn't, like, show the label. I don't know what the label was, but it was just just a really funny press conference, just a way of watching him just really
but
consciously
I wonder,
do
like,
it.
I wonder how much Coke paid for that, those bottles to be there. That would have been orchestrated. That kind of stuff.
Or they paid money to the tournament to be the official drink. Yeah, yeah, they would have definitely paid lots of money. So they would have been pissed off.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I didn't see that. That's so good.
And did you see Paul Pogba followed up the next day by doing the same thing by removing the Heineken bottle? That was because that was another sponsor. So the next day he's like, well, I'll take away the Heineken as well.
I didn't get
like,
as much
at
coverage.
The presser, so they're sitting there at the press conference and like post-match, like most athletes do.
Yeah.
And they had the bottles of like Coke and beer there. Yeah. It makes no sense.
Nah. And obviously, you know, he's played a game. He wants to drink some water. He's not going to go drink a Coke.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we're
I mean, a beer, maybe. But
beer's fine. The Matildas rebounded from a run of disappointing defeats with a goalless draw against heavyweight Sweden, who I'm pretty sure they play in the Olympics.
Group, I think they are, yeah. Because that was a big test to see how we went against Sweden.
Yeah. So they've come off a few losses. Yeah. So a draw against Sweden is good. And the Socceroos have claimed 8 consecutive wins in World Cup qualifying matches for the first time in history after beating Jordan 1-0 in a very fiery encounter.
Mm.
Ooh, spicy. So, yes,
yeah, but I mean, they still have things to do to get into the Olympics.
World Cup.
I was like, wait. Yeah, no. I was like, the World Cup and the Olympics is the same thing?
Sorry, yes, the World Cup. So they get through their stage and now they have another stage and it just keeps
going. Oh, yeah. It's a million bloody games.
All right. Anything else?
What about this boxing match?
Oh, Gallon and Honey.
Yeah, what was that?
It was a proper
boxing match.
Proper was it for a belt? I can't remember. But Paul Gallon, ex rugby league player, went the full 10 rounds, I think, with Honey. But then basically, he was beat. Like he was gone. Gallon really gutsy effort, but he got done in the end by I can't remember his name. Something Honey, Huni.
Justice Hooney.
And it was called out. It was called off at the end, I think in the 10th round, because he couldn't stand anymore.
He's quite old.
And he also, I think he broke a rib during the fight as well.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, and kept on fighting. Like, he's a gutsy guy. Like, he really is. And I think he made like 1.1 mil. So, you know.
It sounds like that's why only like people box is the only reason to.
For the money.
To make money, yeah.
There's big bucks there to be made. I mean, it is really crazy. You didn't talk about that Jake Paul fight that we had the other week as well. Did
oh my
you watch
God.
It?
No, I didn't. I watched some highlights.
Yeah.
But that was a total money making situation.
Just an exhibition match. He
got, Mayweather got 100 million, Paul Logan got like 30 million.
But I don't understand the point of an exhibition match. Oh, we're going to watch two people
it's
fight.
It's rigged. Yeah, but it's a rigged money making
machine.
We're
going to watch two people fight each other, but it doesn't really matter who wins. It's like, what's the point?
I think people want to see the Logan brothers just get bashed up. No, seriously. Like, I think that's why. Like,
oh, I'd be fine.
They're annoying. Mm. But he did all right, considering.
Yeah, he did, actually. Yeah.
Annoyingly.
All right. Well, the show is basically over, so it's time to do a quiz.
What's the name of the quiz? Usually someone yells it out there. Did no one yell it out?
No one yelled. So does that mean no one's doing a quiz?
Oh my God, you're kidding me. Are you kidding me?
No one's got any questions?
No, I definitely do.
We do.
Here we go.
Okay.
Question number one. What is the capital of Iceland?
What? Reykjavik. What are you doing?
It is. Well, that was a great show, guys. Thank you very much.
Sometimes I don't know if our quizzes can get any
worse.
I
literally said, do you want me to do the quiz this week?
You did. Didn't you say you had one?
He had one. Oh, here we go.
I did.
Here we go.
And it's a good one, too.
Okay.
We have to save it for another time.
Okay.
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 Okay. Worst quiz ever.
Maybe the worst show ever.
That'd be up there.
Hey, thanks.
Stay sporty, people.
Thanks for hanging out for us on a Friday night. Listener.
Yeah.
Listening to 2SER. You're listening to Across the Park. My name's Mick. That's Joel. This is Gabby. You've been listening to half an hour of sports news. Have we run out of time yet?
Why did we do this
a long
every
time ago?
Oh, God. So this isn't even going to air.
No, we're finished.
Oh, fuck.
That was good, though.
No,
like, that was good content.
I'll cut the swearing out. We keep going.
No, go back and forth. Ready? Mick.
Joel.
Gabby.
Testicles.
All right, bye.
Why are you saying bye?
We're still going.
What? You said it was over. You said we'd gone over.
Yeah, but I'm going to keep all this.
You haven't even said
it's like an hour
again.
Show now.
I know. Stay sporty.
Stay sporty, you know.
What are you not staying sporty for?
Oh, fuck.